Okay, I wasn't sure. Hilchos Brachos is so vast and so big and just so much. It's like, it's not really a place to start. I just had to choose something. So I actually chose a topic which involved one shir, which is something which is probably very common when it comes to Brachos, and it's common the rest of the year also in regard to other shailot. So, for example, the question is, when you taste something, just taste something, okay?
You've done this topic before, so probably
Yeah, yes. When you taste something, do you have to make a bracha? Now, I'll just mention before I begin, the question comes up when you taste something. Let's say an Erev Shabbos. Okay, so first question comes up: you're allowed to taste something Erev Shabbos during the 9 days. That's one question. So the answer is yes. You're allowed to taste something during the night. If you're tasting it to see how it tastes, it needs a little more pepper or salt. It tastes because you just want to taste it. That's a problem. In other words, for example, there is the mitzvah of te'im that everyone talks about, that you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to taste every piece of food. My father was not machved on that. All right, Natalu was not machved on that. If he would taste something on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he wanted to eat it, okay? Which meant that he didn't taste everything, only things my mother would give him. But if you want to taste something because you want to make sure that it tastes fine for Shabbos, because the last thing you want to do is come Friday night and you say, oh my gosh, the chicken soup is off, or the chicken's off, or the kugel is off, that's very problematic. So, and covered Shabbos, honor Shabbos, sort of overrides the custom of not eating fleishik during the 9 days. So therefore, yes, you're allowed to taste for that reason, not for the mitzvah of te'ima, just to make sure that it tastes okay, which means you take a little taste, and whatever the conclusion is, the conclusion is. So that's number one. Number two, in terms of becoming fleishik, so if you taste something and you chew it, right, then you're fleishik. If you taste something, you put it on your tongue and you don't chew it, or you just put it in your mouth and you spit it out, right, then you're not fleishik. then you're not fleishik. However,
what about soup that you don't chew?
So if you just put it on your tongue a little bit, it's okay. Put it on your tongue a little bit, you're not fleishik. However, they do say that you should rinse out your mouth and everything. All right, that's the bottom line. If you put it on your tongue, that's it. You shouldn't put it in your mouth. You put it on your tongue and then spit it out. Okay, if you chew it, that's it. There's nothing to do anymore. And if you just put it on your tongue and then you spit it out, then it's okay. But what we're talking today more about the halacha of tasting. Do you make a bracha when you taste something? Okay, now we talk about tasting, we talk about there's a possibility of tasting something where you go ahead and you spit it out, and possibly tasting something where you're eating it. In other words, but your whole kavanah, your whole intention is to go ahead and to taste it. So in source number one, Gemara tells us, Boy mine ashion tanabe rabbi ami rabbi ami. So Ashion, so ask Rabbi Ami a question. Hashori b'tainis, someone who is fasting, okay? Ma'o shi'itom, can you go ahead and you taste it? Okay, so let's say, for example, when Asara b'tainis falls out on Shabbos, which I believe is happening again in the next few years.
Friday.
I'm sorry, falls out on Friday. And is this year?
Next year,
okay. It's the only fast day that can fall out on Friday. So when you want to, now by the way, this, it's not exactly the best example, Hashara B'tanis. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be Erev Shabbos. It can be any time. I mean, you're fasting, you know, Shivash V'tamuz, or Tzom Gedal, or Tainis Esther. Or you have a fast day that you accepted on your own. Let's say for people who have accustomed to fast on a Yahrzeit, or whatever other reason. So are you allowed to go ahead and taste food on a fast day? So what's the question? The Gemara says, and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, and this is a very important expression. We'll explain. You are makabel not to eat or drink. V'haleka. So the bottom line is you're tasting something. It's not really achil or shti. It's not eating or drinking. It's just tasting. He says, Odilmor, maybe hana kabbalai, or maybe you are makabel hana, not to get any pleasure, v'ha'ika. And the bottom line is, even if you're just doing a tasting, if it tastes good, you actually might enjoy it a little bit. So the question is, when you decided to fast, whether we're talking about a fast day that we do, like the regular four fast days, or Tainus Esther, what were we makabel? Were makabel just achil or shtia, and this is not through eating or drinking? Or you makabel not get any hana from eating or drinking? And here you have. So Amr Leis, the Gemara says, Toeim be'ein b'kach klum. You're allowed to taste, and there's no problem. Okay? Now, by the way, this is very relevant, because this is relevant to the question, can a person brush their teeth on a regular fast day? It's a very relevant question. So even if you don't want to taste the food, can you brush your teeth on a regular fast day? Because when you brush your teeth, usually you put water inside afterwards. So you're allowed to brush your teeth on a regular fast day. So, tole me bekachlo. Tanya nami hachi, mata emes, eina tuuna bracha. So the Gemara says, so fine, so he says, the bottom line is, according to this, it seems, I will just go back a little bit, and we're going to have to clarify a little bit, that on a fast day, you're allowed to taste something. We'll see exactly what the parameters are. And also, obviously, as I said, according to this, you could probably brush your teeth and rinse out your mouth with water afterwards, because it's not a problem. Tanya nami hachi mata emes einatuna bracha. A person who tastes something does not require a bracha. V'hasharu b'tainis, and if someone is fasting, to'em v'em b'kachlum, you can taste and there's no problem. So ad kama, so the question is, well, how much can I taste, right? You know, I could taste, you know, a half a knish. What does it mean to taste, right? So Rabbi Ami Ravasi, they would taste until the shir of a revius. And the question is how much exactly is a revius? So is it up to a shear of Gaius? But he says, obviously you should only go ahead and take a little bit. So the first question is, what kind of fast day? We'll talk about brachas later on. What kind of fast day are we talking about? Are we talking about a fast day like Tainis Esther, Shivas Thomas, Rabateves? We're talking about a fast day that people accept upon their own. I think tomorrow is the last day of Bahab. There are people who fast Bahab. But we're talking about one of the Arba Tanesim. So Tosfos says, Odilma Hanok Kavalalei. Tosfos says, Hai Lishna, this Lashon Kibul Alai implies we're talking on a fast day that you are Makabel. What does it mean you're Makabel? That it's your own independent fast day. The Mari B'Tanis Yachid, that it's talking about Tainis Yachid Shekibul of, that you are Makabel. Aval B'Tainis HaKosov, but the Tainis that is written in the Nevi'im, lo. So there, we would say that you're not allowed to taste. Okay. So according to the Shita of Tosfos, we'll come back to this in a few minutes. He says, according to the Shita of Tosfos, this idea of tasting only applies to an individual fast day, not the fast days we fast every year. Okay. Now, right, 100%. So, and then source number two. So Tosfos says, what does it mean to taste? So Perush Rach, the Rach explains, Shechozer Upolit, that what it means you taste, it means you go ahead and you spit it out, and therefore if you spit it out, the Lo Choshev Hanah Me'atima, there's no Hanah from the taste. Ala V'Leya Lo, he says, but if you go ahead and you swallow, lo, then you're not allowed to do that on a fast day. So according to Tosfos, you're only allowed to go ahead and taste something on a fast day if you do what? And for that reason, so a person, according to Tosfos, someone who tastes and spits out does not require a bracha, but Tosfos implies that if you would taste it and you would actually go ahead and swallow it, then what?
You need
a bracha. Fine. He says, okay, now, the Rashba says, you know, you're allowed to taste up to a shear of avias. So the Rashba says, whatever amount that is, he says, you know, even if you put the whole revius up to a shear revius in your mouth in one shot, right? See, he says the it's not a problem as long as you know you're going to spit it out. Okay, now, so he says, like this. If you look at the Rosh, so the Rosh says, let's for a second. He says the. Okay, fine. He says, Rush says that if someone goes ahead and has more than a revius, someone puts in a large amount in his mouth. So on a tinus, more than a revius is a problem. However, if you're spitting it out, you will not require a bracha. So he says, look at the very end of source number four, Umihu nira de bracha lo tzarech, a bracha you don't need. Since you don't get a gnaw inside your stomach, right? So therefore, you don't need a bracha if you spit it out, as the Rosh says. Now, if you spit it all out, you don't need to make a bracha. You don't need a bracha. He says now. So if you look at, he says, you look at source number 5, the Meiri. Meiri says like this: Hashari v'tainis rashayu litom ad ravias mashka. So someone who's involved in the tainis is able to taste up to a ravias of
a drink
mashka soup.
A liquid.
Uvachi zayer shlo yivla vala. Make sure you don't swallow. The tima zu ena tricha bracha, and this tima is not aruchaya bracha. The dover ze ena roi. And it's not good to be maker when it comes to this, and to try to bring food in your mouth and spit it out, right? Shekama gronos tarbusan ra, okay? Because many gronos, throats, they have a bad nature. What does it mean, bad nature? It means it's a funny way of talking. He's going to swallow. He tell your throat, be good, don't swallow. They're going to swallow, right?
You're swallowing
it. Yeah, right. The kosh, throat will listen to you. And it's very difficult to take out one from the throat once it already went in there. He says, kosvu shalo hikilu b'kach ela b'tainus yachid. Only for a tainus yachid. And the Miri says, I don't understand the difference. Whatever applies to one applies to the other. And he says, obviously, a person shouldn't stam. Just go ahead and taste something. You know, my oldest nephew, so his birth is on Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in those days, going back many, many years, every single mohel. So the question was, this mohel, before he would do Mitzitzah B'Av, he would take a shot of schnapps in order to go ahead and to clean out his mouth. And the question is, what he did on Tisha B'Av. And in the end, because of Tisha B'Av, he actually rinsed his mouth with isopropyl alcohol, and then he went to the Mitzitzah B'Av. Okay, whatever. I'm just telling you. Because the problem to go ahead and say that you can take a shot and spit it out. All right, let's go on now. So the Rav Hilchos Tainis says like this: Kol Ashari B'Tainis, Vein Shahaya Mis'an Al Tsaroso, Ola Chalomo, whether he's Mis'ana, his tzara that happens, Bain Shah, or Ramasa or Chalom, or a bad dream. If someone wakes up and has a very bad dream and they're feeling very bad about it, they're scared, they can fast. Bain Shah Misanim at Tzibur Tzarasam, whether you're fasting the Tzibur for the Tzara, which means a tainis Tzibur. Hareze lo yinho yidun ba'atzmo. He says, a person should not, you know, try to enjoy pleasures. Velo yikal rosh yismecha tovlei, eladoig ba'onin kenemar. He says, so the Rama says, in a fast day, we have to realize that, in other words, the fast is not just deep, but to realize there's a tzara, the tzibur, and, you know, whatever is going on, we have to activate the rest of the day, which would mean, for example, that there's no problem with showering or bathing, but someone should not take a relaxing bath on a tiny tzibur. That's the, you know, it says like this. Now,
not the day for a wine tasting.
Right. Well, that's first. But you can't beat. Or I guess you shouldn't go watch a movie or something. Well, Mixas, he says like this. And he says, but what's more relevant to us? He says, look at the end. Who says, "Umutrlo litom asatashil"? You're allowed to go at hasatashil. He says, "Vafil mchdei revius." For who shall yivla alatoim apolite? Shachach va'achal mashin taniso. So the Rambam says that this idea of tasting applies to basically every single fast day, right? Even the tainis tzibur, he says. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay, he says as long as you go ahead and you spit it out afterwards. All right, as long as you go ahead and spit it out afterwards. As long as you spit it out afterwards, it applies. He says, if you forgot and you swallowed, you still have to finish your fast day. So according to the Rambam, so basically, as far as Te'im is concerned, you're allowed to taste something every fast day, and according to the Rambam, you would actually be allowed to go ahead and to brush your teeth on every single fast day. Just be careful you don't swallow the water. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and he says like this: Hashari b'tainis, someone who's shari b'tainis yachol litom k'dei revius, he's able to taste
up to Revius, Uvavachi, you float, as long as you go ahead and you spit it out. Uviyoma Kippurim Tisha B'Avasar. But the Rambam says, and Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Kippurim Tisha B'Av is Asar. Now, it's not Asar because it's Asar to taste something on Kippur and Tisha B'Av. L'chora, certainly Tisha B'Av would be the same thing. The reason is, he says, I take it back. He says, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, very simple, because what's the reason why we said you're allowed to taste something on a fast day? Because we said that we were not mekabel the isser of tasting. Okay? The thing is that basically every fast day that we have today, except for Kippur Tisha B'Av, we were mekabel. Either we were mekabel as a tzibur, okay? What does that mean? In other words, Shivasra B'Tamuz, Tainus Esther, certainly Tzom Gedalia, and Sarvateves. So Me'ikar Hadin, we really, B'dinah the Chazal, we don't have to fast. Okay? That's the truth. B'dinah Chazal, except according to Rambam Shita. So he says like this. And he says, except according to Rambam Shita. According to Rambam.
Before the summer, right?
What?
Didn't we learn that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He says, according to Me'ikar Hadin, we don't have to fast. Why? Because Chazal said that you only have to fast on these days when it's an Eish Tzara. Okay? What does an Eish Tzara mean? During the time of the Holocaust, it's an Eish Tzara. Okay? We're not the Eish Tzara. Tisha B'Av, we have to fast because that's Churban Beis HaMikdash. We have to fast Tisha B'Av. For that reason, when it comes to other fast days, you know, we're very makel because it's something according to most Rishon, not the Rambam. So that's something that we were makabel. So therefore, the Shulch Mechaber says, listen, the individual fast days were makabel. All the other fast days, the four fast days, as it seemed, we were makabel it. Tisha B'Av is Me'ikar Hadin according to everybody. So therefore he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when do you say a lot of taste on a fast day that you were Mekabel? So you were Mekabelis. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the Efshir Lomar Shlokibo Leha, the Labek of Asa Talia, Ba'afil Chasur Rabias Asar. But Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you would not be able to do it because Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that was not because we're Mekabelit. That is because that's what the Chazal said, or the Torah said. Now, however, if you look, He says. So if you look, the Bir Halacha quotes the first in Mishnah Berurah in source number 9, and he says Hatam Kasav Mishnah Berurah Mishum Deinu Lo BeKabalasa Taloi. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you cannot taste something is because that does not depend on your Kabbalah. The Lo Shayach Lomber who the Rach Mechilah Shtiyah, and therefore you can't say they were only Mekabel this or Mechilah Shtiyah. He says if you look at the 1, 2, 3, the fourth line, the Eshkol Reisi Shehetik Estivre Aria Barzoloni Shemenu Novea Din Lester Atim Av Yom Kippur Shavav. He says something else. He says the reason why Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to taste something is because Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, besides the Isser of eating, there's also the Isser of what? Washing, right? So if you put something in your mouth, what are you doing? You're washing inside of your mouth, right? He says, the Kaimalan, the Isalash Yadam Yam Beluk Vavalchon Asura, right? He says, and therefore he wants to say that we see by the washing that all types of hana is asur. So the same thing that comes to chil and shtia, all types of chil and shtia are asur. So that's important to keep in mind. Now, so okay, so fine. That's as far as this is concerned. So I would say that I personally, when it comes to brushing my teeth, I will definitely brush my teeth on a regular fast day. Not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, of course, but other ones I would. I'm very careful not to, because, and I think even though the Ramah says that Yesh Merchim Mechol Tainus Tzibur, I think in a certain sense we're more sensitive today about it, because in general I think people are more makbid to brush their teeth than they were 100 years ago. So, but other fast days, but Tisha B'Av, obviously I would not do it. And then when it comes to tasting, so it depends, you know, what's going on. If someone's tasting the food because they, and they spit it out because they want to make sure it tastes fine, that's okay. Otherwise, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Yes.
I had a friend who her husband was a rav, and she said that she chews gum on these fasts because the amount that's in the gum is so little that it doesn't.
I would find that problematic.
Okay. All right.
That's why I wanted to find it. Now, see, so if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, so it's number 10,
Shilavashim the Yom Torah Halayla. If it's Sudas Mitzvah, as I said, where you're cooking for the Torah Halayla, then you can rely on the first day, right? He says to taste it to make sure that it tastes okay. So you see, Machom Sarach Gadol, you can rely on Shitas Machaver, and therefore it would not be a problem in terms of the other fast days, in terms of.
So we said anyway, it's not a problem.
What?
Ramah says
to swallow it?
Ramah
says to be
machmer.
Ramah says to be machmer.
You're right.
I thought the Ramah only says to be
machmer
when it's Yom Kippur.
No. It's the Yesh and Chol Tainis Tzibur. Again. Okay, so now, let's get talking about brachas. So if you look at the Rambam, we have to compare the Rambam. So remember, the Rambam, when it came to fast day, he says that you have to go ahead and you have to spit out the food if you want to taste it on the fast day. Okay, so let's look at source number 11. Midivrei Sofrim, levarich al kol maichol tchila. Midivrei Sofrim, you have to make a bracha on every single food first. Va'achar kach, and afterwards, yanimena get hanach from it, benefit. Va'filu niskaven lechol lishtos kol shum. And the Rambam says that even if your kavana is only to eat or drink a little bit, mevarich va'achach yana. You have to go ahead and you have to make a bracha, and then what do? Get a benefit. Then he talks about smelling things, and if you look at the very end, he says, umateemes einot tzricha bracha, lo lefaneh v'lo l'rachrecha ad revias. What does the Rambam say? Someone who tastes something does not need a bracha before or afterwards until revias.
So there's a shear.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Revias. I think it's somewhere between a gzayis and a gebetza. So this is a list. So what is fascinating? The Rambam does not say.
So how do you have a revias if something you smell?
No. He's talking about eating. Okay. So if you go in, I think if you smell something, you have to make a bracha. But what we're talking here is if it's fascinating, the Rambam here does not say a word about what. What does he leave out? Well, spitting it out. When it comes to a tinness, he says you got to spit it out. Here he says, doesn't say a word about spitting it out. He says you don't need to make a.
Even if it's been severe,
like
you go to Baskin
Robbins
and you get an
all-day
multi.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, let's look at the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah says like this. So he quotes, looks at the Rambam, and he says, he quotes the Gemara. So we don't have to do the whole Gemara. So then he quotes the Rach, who says you have to spit it out, you don't make a bracha. And then the Rush says that more than Revias, if you spit it out, is called Hana. He said, but not for a bracha. He says, now, see, so says, let's look, 1, 2, 3, the fourth line of source number 12. The cost of Rosh Shom, the Tfei Revias, more than a Revias, Afal pisha polto, even though you spit it out, chashuva hanol in yentainis. It's called hanol as far as kind is concerned. Avalol in yin bracha, but not as far as a bracha is concerned. Why? The hava inon, for a bracha, you need hanol besoch meyav. Okay? He says, in other words, even more, if someone stuffs their mouth and spits it out, you don't make a bracha. V'cheinir shudas rabbeinu, and this seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. The gabei tainis kasav perushim alastainis who shall yivla elatorim bolit. When it comes to tainis, the Rambam says you have to go ahead and do what, and you spit it out. Ligabei bracha kan sasam dvarav. When it comes to a bracha, the Rambam, he doesn't say a word. The nira, he seems to be saying shafilu boleyan nami ainot tzricha bracha. So, but the fact that the Rambam does not say it's velad, it's mashma the Rambam. Even if you go ahead and do what, he says you go ahead and you spit it out. So the halacha is that even if you don't spit it out, you don't make a bracha. He says v'efshalas ismach ledvarav. Well, what's the reason why you don't have to make a bracha? Because what's a bracha based on? Midrabban is based on v'achalto ve'racha sheyehelo kavanas achila. Then in order to make a bracha, you have to have what? Kavanas achila. And if someone's tasting, it's not kavanas achila. Revias afal pi shehi matemes kavanas achila yeshla. But a revias, even if you're only tasting it, you still have a kavanas achila, the chaim perish Rab Menoach.
He says, and even though possible bracha chrona, but it's based on that. So therefore, he says,
once you eat over revius, you automatically.
He says. That's what he says, and that's why I would think the same thing is if someone's going to Baskin Robbins to taste it, you're not going to Baskin Robbins to taste and see what else the ice cream means. You're going to Baskin Robbins because you want to know the best flavors. There's no question. There's definitely kavanas achila there. No question about it. Okay. So now it's fascinating. If you go and look, I'm not sure I saw this. I think I saw so very quickly. Very quickly.
So you said before, though, you said that more than a revius, spit it out.
According to
the Rush,
but according to the Rambam, not. That was according to the Rush. According to the Rambam, not.
Okay.
So he says. So actually, he says. So he says that my uncle, he points out that in the second paragraph, number 13, so he says that when you make a bracha, there are two reasons you make a bracha. Okay, the uncle says, you got Shabir, source number 13, the second paragraph, the Nira Lashitas Harambam, Yesh Beis Machayim the bracha. There are two things that Avlak make a bracha. Number one is the Maisa Achila, and number two is the Hanas Achila. Okay? He says, just like Birchas HaReach, when you smell something, there's no achila there beginning hano. He says like this. So the ma'is achila, he says depends. So he says if you're tasting something, it's not a hano achila. But the question is, what's called a ma'is? He says what's called a ma'is achila? So he says if you eat less than a kezias, right? That's not, or less than I would say. He says if you go ahead and eat less than a shiravias, he says. That's not called a maisa achila. However, he says not that called. He said that's called maisa achila. He says, but if you eat, go ahead and it's not hanas achila. So, but if you're tasting it like you're going to Baskin Robbins, right? That's definitely hanas achila. So you make a bracha. But if you're tasting it, it's more than kezias. That's definitely a maisa achila. You can't call more than kezias or more than the shear. That he talks about, you can't call that a maisa achila. Okay, so now, how do we paskin? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this, source number 14. Hatoam is a tavshil, and it's a levarach ad revius. He says, Toam is a tavshil, you don't have to go ahead and make a bracha until a revius, all right? The afiluim hubolei, even if you go ahead and do what? Even if you swallow. The Yesha Omrim, and some say Sheim Hu Bolo, that if you go ahead and so the first Shita is the Shita's a Rambam. Then he mentions Shita's Tosfis. The Yesha Omrim Sheim Hu Bolo, that if you swallow it, Toam Bracha, you need a Bracha. The Lo Patro et Atam Ella Kishozer Apolit. In other words, the Toam, you don't Patro, one makes a Bracha unless you go ahead and you spit it out. So according to the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't make a Bracha at all, according to the second, if you swallow, you have to make a Bracha.
No.
We have, wait, what your intention is. And he says, and therefore, like the Rosh, that if you're going to spit it out, no matter how much you put in your mouth, you don't make a bracha. The Safik brachas lahakel, the Ramah says, Safik brachas lahakel, and therefore, according to the Ramah, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to swallow it less than a kezias, you should not make a bracha to be machmir for the second shita. Okay? He says
that's only because you're tasting it to improve.
Right. So let's go on. The Magen Avraham says he says he doesn't like that. The Magen Avraham argues in Ramah, and he says v'lin nira the ain kan suffik. He says, what do you mean suffik brachas lahakel? No suffik here. The lo matzina shum posek shekasev behedja the blei apader. We don't find any posek who says specifically v'leias potter except for the Rambam. Okay, u'rishalayim isa behedja. And he says, and Yerushalmi says specifically, "Lo amran ela imvala." We only say this if what?
If you swallow it.
Avim toam lo. He says, and he says, like bottom line is, he doesn't end the Rambam Magen Avraham because the Gemara puts tainus and tasting together, tasting the bracha together. So if by a tainus you can only have to spit out a bracha, also spit it out. He says, v'kan nirali lebarich. He says, so the Magen Avraham says that if you go ahead and you swallow it, even the smallest amount, you got to make a bracha. Okay, so we have a problem. We have the Shita of Ramah, who says not to make a bracha, right? And the Shita of Magen Avraham, who says clearly that what? Make a bracha. And we know if you don't make a bracha, you are you're moel. It's a terrible thing. So what do? So he says. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mishnah Berurah says, "Sabek brachas lahakel, hainu bafilu in huboleya lo yivarech." Even if you swallow, you shouldn't make a bracha. Kade the Ramah came and chayen kosal achila kisbar rishona. V'enei amagan Avram cholig al shulchan aruch v'Ramah b'svirulei. The Balea Lakule Al Machayev Lavarech. The Magen Avraham argues Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and he says if you swallow, everyone agrees you have to make a bracha. Avokam Achronim Hichlitim Sak Ramah. Even though the Magen Avraham said no one holds that way, Mishnah Berurah says many Achronim give the Ramah. The Husavik Bracha is Lo Yavarech. So what do you do if you are going to you're going to swallow and you're just tasting it? So if you want to be careful, so pretend like you're in Baskin Robbins. When you go into Baskin Robbins, even if they taste it, you actually want to get on though also. So it says, L'charchila tov li zoher, harotza li vlo a son who wants to swallow it, she yischab in lehenis and a Torah sachila yivarech lo. Someone who wants to swallow it, if for whatever reason, doesn't want to spit it out, should have kavana also for achila too. That's the tzach of Mishnah Berurah and tzach of Chayodam, and that's probably the best thing to do, that if you're going to spit, if you're not going to spit it out, you should have kavana for achila. I just want to say one more thing, which I've got to mention. So, my uncle explained that according to the Rambam, or said according to Moshitas, according to the Rambam, so even if you go ahead and you eat more, you swallow it, right? You swallow it. So the halach is that you don't have to make a bracha less than the exayas. So if you look at source number 11, so I underline in the middle about feeling the skav and lechov lishtos, right? So he says kolshu. So I underline the skav and lechov that in order to make a bracha, what do you have to have? You have to have kavana to eat, right? So someone's tasting, it's not kavana to eat. However, obviously, if you have more than kazayas, so then obviously it's considered like achila. So that's halacha. So halacha is that if you're going to taste, it's fine. But if you're going to eat, swallow, you should make sure you have kavana to go ahead and to have
enough. And yeah. What about the opposite? Let's say you make a bracha and you have a new food in front of you and it's nimas. And you just spit it out because you can't stand it. Is that a bracha levatala then, or what?
I mean, I guess it is. But we're not going to force you to eat something that you hate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What about Shabbos morning? You're not allowed to eat. If you want to taste, you need to make sure it's okay.
I think if you're just tasting it, it's okay. Right. So,
spit it out.
So don't have to. So
you
just.
Spit it out.
You know what? Put it on your tongue. Put it in your tongue. That's the best thing. Put it in your tongue. All right, put it on your tongue. It says, okay, put it on your tongue. That's not considered achila, just put it on your tongue. All right? Put it on your tongue. All right? Okay. All right.
So normally, if we're tasting...
I'm not even sure if someone eats tchina, right? Like, I don't know, I have to like tchina a lot, but I never had a spoonful of tchina, just like in the sprouts. I'm not sure that's the sort of... So if you're tasting and swallowing, if you're tasting it and you're actually it's in your mouth, not in your tongue, you put it in your tongue. That's not cold eating, okay? Putting your tongue is not cold eating. If you actually put it in your mouth, not your tongue, not taking it into your tongue, right? Then if you're gonna swallow it, right? I'll tell you, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're supposed to. Listen, I would say not to make a bracha, but it's better to have kavana if you're gonna swallow to make a bracha. If you're tasting,
you have kavana that you're going to have enough from it.
Again, you're going to have enough. Okay, I'm not sure. By the way, if you're eating tchina in the morning, right?
You're just tasting it to see that you put the ring.
That's what
you taste. But by tchina, like it's very difficult. The truth is, like, tell me something. Would you eat tchina just like that, straight?
Yes, lots of tchina.
Really?
It's like eating peanut butter.
Okay, fine. Okay. I haven't done that in a long time. All right, fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, all right.
Especially
fine.
If you eat tchina, go read
it. You always have a kavanah on tasting a hana'ah. You have, say, a quarter of a teaspoon of hummus that you've made.
Yes, I think hummus is, you see, when I'm talking about tasting, I think I'm talking about something usually you're chewing it, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think something which knows. Yeah, something which knows. I'll just put it on your tongue, that's all.